current minimum wage is set at €9.25, and the third report of the Low Pay Commission recommended that this be increased by 30 cents per hour. The Government welcomes that recommendation, but we acknowledge that it is a modest increase, but one that is ahead of the rate of inflation and average increase in earnings. It will be the fourth increase in the minimum wage since 2011 and the second under this Government, and I will consider the consequences of this change in the context of Budget 2018. In terms of the public service as an employer, it will, should be noted that the recent Public Service Pay Commission found that lower paid public servants receive a pay premium of 15% compared to their equivalent private sector colleagues. Based on data that's available to my department, over 94% of the public service are on salary points in excess of €25,000. The suggested wage, living wage, of €11.70 per hour, based on the civil service 37-hour standard net working week, equates to an annual salary of €22,589. Any of those currently on an annual salary of less than that will be receiving remuneration in excess of the suggested living wage through additional premium payments in respect of shift or atypical working hours, or on salary scales that progress to the suggested living wage through incremental progression. Finally, I should point out that under the recent Public Service Stability Agreement, from January 2018, pay in the public service will be further adjusted. The pay increases provided for under the agreement are again progressively weighted towards the lower paid, with benefits between 7.5% and 6.2% up to 2020.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy.
I find it bizarre that we're actually discussing this in the, at all, the fact that we're talking about people who are directly employed by the state and that they should be, at a minimum, receiving a living wage, a wage which is calculated as to what is the minimum that you require to live on. The minimum wage, in our view, should be raised to a point where it reaches the living wage, and that should happen incrementally. But I do think that there's a point where we can start, and we can compare the public service and the civil service against the private sector. But I do think that we and government departments and the public and civil servants should be taking a lead in relation to this here. Now, we're not talking about a huge amount of people, so let's put this into context. We're probably talking about 1% of the civil service and 6% of the public service. But we have families, many of these, indeed, about 3,000 600 public sector workers are reliant on additional state supports just to get by through family income supports. Now, I would like to hear whether it is even the short-term or the mid-term or the long-term ambition of the government that every public sector worker, every civil service worker, everybody who is employed directly by the state will be, at a minimum, receiving a living wage. Is that something that the Minister is willing to say, is able to say? Does he believe that that they should, at a minimum, have a living wage? Or are we going to hear just comparisons between those in the civil service and the public service?
Minister?
Or the private service.
Better acknowledge the point that I made, which is that over 94% of people who work for our public service are on a salary that is significantly ahead of the living wage. So as an employer, the state is already exceeding the level of wages that would be created by the implementation of living wage policy. And 94% of the employees of the state have a salary that is in excess of that. In relation to those who are earning less than €20,589, as I pointed out to the Deputy, they will, in addition to that, likely be receiving payments in relation to shift work and then be on a salary scale which will give them the benefit of increments as well. And the agreement that we have recently made with the Irish Congress of Trade Unions prioritises those who are on lower income for a faster rate of wage acceleration, wage increase. So it's precisely because I recognise that those who are on lower income face great challenges in getting by within an economy at the moment and have needs that we have a duty to try to meet, that we have a wage agreement that is looking to give wage increases to them at a larger rate than those who would be earning more. And I think it's cumulatively because of decisions that have been made in this area now for decades, we are in a place that the overwhelming majority of those who work for the state earn more than the living wage.
Deputy?
You talked about the 94%, which is the same figure I talked about, but I just actually put the focus on those that are earning below the minimum wage or the living wage, which is 6% in the public sector, 1% in the civil service. It's not a huge amount of money for you as minister to actually do this. And you talked about the pay deals and all the rest. Let's look at the pay deals. Let's look at the upper end of the pay deals. Let's look at the fact that those in the public sector who earn over €90,000, the additional part in the pay deal for them costs a total of €55 million, or the fact that 489 individuals working in the public sector will get an increase of €11,749 per year. That's half of what the living wage is. Like, what we're asking here is people who are employed and people who have to go, and like, because the cost of this is in a small number of millions, and there would be net savings then because these individuals, 3,600 of them, have to rely on FIS payments to be able to get by. So it's a question of principle nearly. Is, do you believe that, forget about the increments as they go on year, but that nobody working at some point, even if it was 2 years down the road or 3 years down the road, Minister, I want to introduce it in this budget. I think it will, it's possible, we'll show an alternative budget that it can be done. But do you have even an ambition that every public sector worker in this state should not be receiving less from the state in payment than the living wage? Is that something that you believe in?
Thank you.
Place within our public and civil servants, and because there are different forms of shift work, because you'll have employees for the state that will have a variety of different working agreements and arrangements. That's the reason why we have a public service pay agreement. And it's because of that, you asked me what my principles are. We are making faster rates of wage increases available to people who earn less. And that's me putting my principles into action. We are looking to ensure that those people who are at the earning less within our civil and public service have the opportunity to have their wages fully restored. And my understanding, Deputy, and maybe you've shifted the Sinn Féin position on this matter, is that you welcomed the ratification of the recent agreement. And you understand that we have some people who work in our public and civil service who are on a higher level of wages because of the kind of markets they operate in, for example, consultants, and, for example, people who are involved in providing specialised services. And we need to remunerate those people so that they'll continue to provide those services within our state. And that is why, yes, they are getting increases that are larger in cash terms than those who earn less.
Thank you.
But we are doing that because we need those people to be working in our state and providing services that matter to our society. But if you're asking what is my commitment to those who are on lower pay, I would point to the fact that we have a wage agreement in place that will allow them to have a pass to wage restoration that is not available to many who earn more.